AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. We're learning more about Sunday night's collision that killed two airline pilots. Julie Walker has the latest.
The fire truck in the deadly collision with an Air Canada jet at New York's LaGuardia Airport Sunday did not have a transponder, something not required, but NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says maybe it needs to be.
Controllers should have all the information and the tools to do their job.
She also says the airport surface detection did not alert, and while there were two air traffic controllers, it's unclear what their roles were.
It is not clear who was conducting the duties of the ground controller. We have conflicting information.
The truck was crossing the tarmac for a different plane with an odor issue when the collision with the Air Canada jet happened. Both pilots died. 40 passengers were injured. The NTSB stressing there are usually numerous failures accounting for major accidents. Julie Walker, New York.
On Capitol Hill, senators working on a proposal to end the Homeland Security shutdown that's led to mass travel disruptions. In the Iran war, President Trump insists negotiations are taking place, though Iran fired a dozen missile salvos at Israel, which carried out strikes on what it described as Iranian production sites. Meantime, Sagar Magani reports Secretary of State Marco Rubio is headed to Europe.
Rubio will be at a G7 meeting in France for talks focused on the Middle East, Russia's war in Ukraine, and other threats. Nearly all other G7 members have reacted coolly to the Iran war and are not participating. President Trump has alternately lashed out.
We don't need anybody.
And said it would be nice if they would take part in helping reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
You need a lot of help.
Some G7 and NATO nations have indicated a willingness recently to back appropriate action for restoring the waterway to normal operations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks gave back some of their gains from a day earlier on Wall Street, while crude oil prices rose again. The S&P 500 fell 0.4% Tuesday. The index yo-yoed between gains and losses throughout the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped 84 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.8%. Oil prices clawed back some of the ground they lost on Monday. That helped send energy stocks higher. ExxonMobil rose 2.6%. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.39%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And a New Mexico jury's found the social media conglomerate Meta is harmful to children's mental health and in violation of the state's consumer protection law. Prosecutors accuse Meta of placing profits over safety. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.